Warwick Hadfield joins us again. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
Well, an early start for the cricket teams at the Gabba today. 9.30 local time. Just try and make up some of that lost time from yesterday.
Yeah, Fran. Look, one of the joys of being a cricket writer in the old days, and some of them were good old days, was the late starts, magistrate's hours as they were known. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you lost any time, well, that was bad luck. You filed your copy by 7, you're into the pub. But look, in modern times, with television ratings and all these other things, sponsors and so on, cricket and weather have striven for better accommodation. So we now have these early starts, and there'll also be late finishes, weather and light permitting, to try and make up all the time lost to the timeless vicissitudes of rain and bad light. So Australia, well, I guess as long as the showers and predicted showers stay away, have plenty of time to take 7 wickets needed today. For the record going into the final day, New Zealand 3 for 142. Ross Taylor and the skipper, Brendan McCullum, the not outs. Look, they need another 362 runs, and that's pretty unlikely. Though, Brendan McCullum, an interesting character. It's going to be totally against his nature to just go out there and defend grimly all day. He has scored one of the fastest centuries in T20 cricket. He's scored double centuries in Test cricket. It's going to be a little interesting mind game, I think, the first hour, starting at 9.30am local time, Fran.
Okay. And, hey, in basketball, a thriller in Melbourne last night. The home side won with a last-minute point.
Yeah, look, John Barnes, the Essendon Premiership player in the AFL, he once said that basketball was a bit like the Brownlow Medal presentation, Fran. You only needed to watch the last 5 minutes. Well, as you said, in that NBL game last night, you could trim that down to almost the last nanosecond. The scores between Melbourne United and New Zealand Breakers stood at 86 all, and that's when Stephen Holt drew a foul on the Breakers' Alex Pledger. Pledger had been a fine player up until then. He'd be pretty ruining that. Holt made the first free throw to ensure Melbourne won by 1 point and remains unbeaten after 9 games of the NBL season. As for the Breakers, they were anything but broken or bowed. They're the defending champions. They were without 2 of their best, Micah Vekona and Ty Wesley. And this was, of course, an away game in front of more than 9,000 people cheering for Melbourne, this new Melbourne side. And the Breakers remained in third spot on the ladder behind Melbourne and Perth. So it's a long way to go, Fran, but a fascinating game last night.
And just briefly, in rugby union, tell me this isn't so. England is looking to recruit Michael Checker.
Well, what? Look, Fran, this story is in The Australian today. It's written by my good mate Brett Harris, and Bertie is one of the best rugby writers in the land and has been for the last 30 years. He won't want me reminding me of that. And look, he knows the participants of the game, and it doesn't surprise. Now, you remember at the World Cup, England was the only one of the so-called home nations not coached by someone from south of the equator, and we all know how that turned out for the English, tee-hee-hee. Checker is contracted to the Australian Rugby Union until the end of 2007. England would be looking at him after that for the next World Cup, which is in Japan in 2019. If I was Bill Pulver, the CEO of the ARU, you'd have the lawyers starting to drop a new contract right now, Fran. Or perhaps we should put Michael Checker up as one of these people to be painted as part of this wonderful Tom Roberts competition instead of a politician, Fran.
Well, get your entry in, Warwick. Talk to you again tomorrow. It's 23 to 8 on Breakfast.